Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, here we go by the challenge. Here we go. And before we get to Buzz, the news, the challenge still for our listeners to show up with one of the Elvis Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Banana.
Because our idiotic interns could not deliver that today.
That is true. We will see what happens.
Buzz and the news tonight brought to you by Anko. A new Anko Contour All-Season Performance Wiper Blades.
Wiper.
Yeah.
Wipers?
Wipe me.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Here's Buzz. I'm smudgy. Wipe me.
Hi. Hey, you know, you can find just about anything on eBay. Bargain linens.
Golf course. Speaking of wiping, hold on just a second.
Yes?
Here we go. Here's a picture of the 500-pound man
good.
That we've been talking about all day in Wisconsin.
Mr. Yes. Reich.
Being lifted out of the river.
Wow.
River.
Can we put that on the website, please?
There he is.
He got stuck.
12 hours in the river.
Hey, John, will you post that at DonnaMikeWebsite.com?
You got it.
Thank ye.
He went tubing and got stuck in the river.
Yeah, he is a tube.
He's a big man. Big, big man.
I'm stuck.
Watch out for the irregular rocks.
Where are my peanut butter cups?
As I was saying, you can find anything on eBay. Golf clubs, bootleg albums, A Solution to the War in Iraq. Wait, what?
I know that Rob got Frank to sign a bunch of stuff that he'll be putting on eBay later tonight.
Yes, he hoard Frank before he left.
That is fabricated story.
That's horrible.
That is terrible.
That's horrible.
Terrible.
Also on eBay, there it is, big as life, staring us right in the face. Lot number 150-141-399-174, A Solution to the War in Iraq. It's right there on eBay for your bidding pleasure.
You can bid on A Solution to the War.
Absolutely. The seller is Captain Abel.
Buzz, excuse me.
Yes?
Let's break in and talk to Leroy Montgomery. Hello,
yes, sir.
Leroy.
This is the intern, Leroy. Don and Mike, I got Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups with the banana, peanut butter banana filling with Elvis playing the guitar on them.
Now, Leroy Montgomery, where are you?
I'm in Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, your challenge, there's just no way that's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, Mike, that's why we have the emergency lane and flashers.
But, of course, you know, we still have the challenge that's out there for the listeners.
For our listeners, yeah. Yes. Now, Leroy, you yourself can become the ultimate winner, and tomorrow you can be the one to, for lack of a better word, execute Matt the Pollock.
Yep.
You can be the one to punish him if you make it back before the end of the show with the peanut butter cups.
I don't want to do Matt like that, man.
Yeah, you do.
But I might be able to really actually make it there. I don't know.
All right, well, you better stop talking and start driving.
Go now.
I don't want to put any pressure on you.
You guys in a few.
But everybody that's black is rooting for you right now. Bye-bye. I don't want to turn this into a race thing.
Good luck.
Luckily, there shouldn't be any traffic on the Beltway.
Yeah, I don't think he'll have any trouble getting over the American Legion Bridge.
No, that's fine. A good bridge. It gets wider at the bridge.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
I bet he makes it here.
Mm-hmm. He might.
I bet he shows up before the end of the show.
I bet you that. I bet you a dollar.
I bet you $20.
I don't have $20.
You got change for 100?
I spent it all on peanut butter cups.
Solution to the War in Iraq for sale.
Oh, right.
On eBay.
Sorry, Buzz. That as far as I was concerned, that was breaking news.
Yes, I understand. Well, of course it is.
That LM had the peanut butter cups.
Uh-huh. He's on his way.
Leroy Montgomery.
I like LM.
On his way. The seller is Captain Abel, spelled phonetically, and you might want to bid with confidence. Real name Thad Krasinski. He's a U.S. Army intelligence officer who specializes in the Middle East, and he's as fed up as the rest of us with the mistake that's now in its fifth big year. Quoting the listing, this is not a flippant or facetious offer. If you are the high bidder, I will send you a viable solution to the conflict. He says his plan gets us out with honor. The price? $5 million or whatever the highest bid, which at last check was just over 20 bucks. Thad suggests you take up a collection at the office.
That's clever.
Thad.
I hate douchebags like that. I really do.
I know.
I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, uh-huh. I know what you mean, and uh-huh. I hate them too.
It's like, you know, okay, the war, enough with the war. Uh-huh. I know that we got the war going on, so now what? We're gonna have some fun. I got the end of the war.
Try to
I'll
make
put it
fun.
On eBay.
Yeah, like if it was easy, anybody would do
try
it.
Try to put a happy spin on it, you know.
I know.
Sure.
Congress, meanwhile, is focused on the things we really care about, like the new Simpsons movie. Online voting has made Springfield, Vermont, the official home of the Simpsons, as we reported, but Simpsons creator Matt Groening is from Oregon, and Democrat Peter DeFazio of Springfield, Oregon, is just pretty sure that his is the real Springfield.
What do you think the guy's got, like, some sort of document that says, you know, pull everybody out by October of whatever date and set up a government in Iraq? I mean, is the guy legit?
No. It's a scam and it's silly.
He says he's an Army intelligence officer and that he has a plan that will
get
but
you know what? If
honor.
He's a patriot, he uh-huh. sends that to, you know, somebody in government intelligence. Wait a minute. That won't work.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron.
He may have tried that. Uh-huh. Anyway, Matt Groening from Oregon and a senator there, Democrat Pete DeFazio of Springfield, Oregon. He thinks he's got the real Springfield. He's written a letter to the U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez requesting an investigation into possible voting irregularities.
Well, I need to correct both of them and tell them that the real Springfield is Springfield, Massachusetts, home of the Springfield Show Bar. Or at least it was many, many moons ago.
That's what you and that's what you based your place on, isn't it?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
All right, hold on a second. We're on eBay right now, and uh-huh. we have just clicked in. Solution, Iraqi war.
Have you found it?
Yep.
There's two of them.
Really?
There's one that is, the buy it now price is $50,000.
Uh-huh.
And then there's
that's a domain name.
That's a domain name. Okay, here we go.
It's the guy I'm looking at is Captain Abel, C-P-T-N-A-B-I-O.
I just clicked on solution to the war. These appear to be just domain names uh-huh. that
well,
are for sale.
This is the right one, though.
Hmm. I have the item number, if that helps, the lot
is
number.
Is it? Oh, God. Let me scroll down here. Hold on. If you're the winning bidder, the wildly popular solution to the war in Iraq auction, you will want this domain. It's a domain name.
Well, you know, it should say one thing on there if you're going to bid on it, and that is bid with confidence.
Buzz, what's the number?
Hi, John.
We have two listeners here with Reese's Cups.
Wow.
Okay, well, hold on just a second. We're working on something else.
150.
Who got here first?
141.
Yeah, you got to figure out who the winner was.
399.
Our friend Joe.
What's that?
Our new friend Joe.
399.
Joe.
And 174.
I'll have them for you when you're ready.
All right, hold on a second. Rob is
150-141-399-174.
Right.
This is in Rob's wheelhouse now. Rob is the
He's
eBay
flying.
Master.
He's flying over the keyboard now.
It's not listed.
It is not listed.
Maybe it got yanked today.
Hey, you know how painful that can be.
Hey.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Well, if you wanted to find those peanut butter cups, that's where you would have found it. Mm-hmm. Yank it.
What's the name of the item, Buzz?
It's a solution to the war in Iraq. A right. solution to the war in Iraq.
A, try A. Okay. Say it the
A.
way Bush would.
Hey.
That is a good idea. A solution to the war in Iraq.
Right.
We will pull our troops out soon.
Okay. Do it. Make it happen. Zero results. You only have domain names that are up for grabs.
That's it.
Apparently it's been pulled.
Oh, well. Let's smash some peanut butter cups into Max's face.
Amen.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
Let's bring in the winning listener.
Right.
This is our new friend Joe, and I don't think it's the Joe that's screening our calls.
Had a couple show up,
this is
actually.
Not our friend.
Where is everybody?
John, anybody? Where's the listener who brought in the...
Here is Joe. Step over to the microphone, Joe.
Hey, look at this.
Round of applause, Joe.
How you doing, dude?
The real deal.
Hi, welcome.
And you know, he's got the real one, too.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Joe, where are you from?
Rockville, Maryland.
And Joe,
Gaithersburg.
How long did it take you to find that Reese's peanut butter cup?
1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute.
Would you like to be an intern?
That's such a good answer right there. Where did you acquire your Reese's peanut butter cup?
I was stopping to get gas. I was listening to you guys, and I just went in there, and it was right there.
In Rockville?
Shell gas station right on the 28th.
Right down the street.
Yeah, baby.
Well, you know what, my friend? You've just won $1,000 in cash. And now, Matt the Pollock, get your ass in here.
Uh-huh. Come on in.
You
Let
loser.
Me take a look at this thing.
There it is, Don.
Got some peanut butter cups to smash.
Little Elvis right on the
You don't
end.
Have to tell me. I've seen
yep,
it, Mike.
I've seen them.
I've seen them.
Man, Elvis.
Hey, Max.
Live like the king.
Hey, Max, the Pollock.
Yeah.
Look at that. How could this be?
The Shell Station this in Rockville.
This was there like 3 days ago.
This was their found.
No, 28. All 28.
He found it in 1 minute.
Well, he's obviously a better person than I am.
He is.
Yeah, clearly.
He is most definitely.
Congratulations, sir. Thank you.
And I think now he's going to smash it in your face.
I suggest an open hand slap for him. I think it might.
Jesus. He just loves the abuse, doesn't he? No.
Yeah, it's okay.
You see the
hurts.
Size of this guy you're talking to?
Joe's a big. Joe, you ever play football, Joe?
I did.
Yeah, what position do you play?
linebacker.
Look at him. He's huge.
I'm smacked by Brian Urlacher over here.
All right.
What do you do now for a living, Joe?
I'm a mortgage.
Oh, they're soft.
Broker.
Mortgage broker. Very good.
All right. Less likely to injure you.
And soft on the three count. That's right. You can just peel it back.
You guys really want to work it? Or?
Yeah, work it. Work it.
Slap him hard with it and then smear it all over his face, please.
You want me to do both or just one?
One at a time. Let's get the microphone. Oh. Step into the microphone, Matt. A little bit closer. A little closer.
Right next to my face.
One, two, three.
Oh, God.
All right, you got it.
Okay,
got
yeah, it. Turn around. There you go.
You end up smelling like a big brownie.
The best he's ever smelled.
Oh, look at that. Smells banana-y in here.
It's delicious.
Like it's a banana peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm. All right, you retard. Well, now all you got to do is go buy yourself your kiddie pool and your two-piece bathing suit for tomorrow, Matt.
Very good.
Looks flattering.
And whose phone is ringing? Don't worry about it, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, you get a free pass.
Hey, Joe, $1,000, and thank you very much.
Congratulations, Joe. Good job.
Enjoy your money, my friend.
That's fantastic.
That's the sweetest money we ever gave away.
I could not agree more. 1 minute in Rockville, in our backyard.
It's so close. Wow. I mean, he could have thrown it here.
Literally, it is. It's a half mile from here.
Walking distance.
Right. At the Shell gas station.
It is.
The Shell gas station? You mean the one with the car wash?
Like two blocks away.
Yeah. The one that's right at the corner.
Yeah, that's the one.
Did you hear Matt's excuse? I was there 3 days ago.
Not today, idiot.
Not today, hey. And I guess Montgomery can turn around now.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Well, Montgomery could, if he can still make it here before the end of the show, he will officially have climbed the ladder and he will be our number one intern.
Oh, wow. That's motivation right there.
You like watching Rob clean?
I do.
He loves to clean.
He's so good at it. You see the way he cleverly like scooped that up with the backing of the paper?
It's the same strategy you use with dog puke.
Looks like baby vomit.
Baby vomit.
But I'm sure that tastes much better.
Gordon Ramsay.
Perhaps I'll go lick Matt.
Our idiot interns.
Fantastic.
Seriously, at 3 o'clock East Coast time, we sent them out to buy us one piece of candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Three and a half hours later, they couldn't do it. We asked our listeners to do it.
15 minutes ago.
1 minute.
Yeah, that's all it took.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're having a big pool party tomorrow.
Yeah. Yay, and he's going to be in a girl's bathing suit.
Tasteful.
Bring condiments, everybody.
Yes, and your sunscreen, Matt.
Bring condiments. Bring all kinds of stuff to spray on it.
Yes, mm-hmm. We'll make a little Matt Sunday.
All right, Buzz, what is your next story that we can tear apart?
Well, I was talking about The Simpsons and the fact that town in Vermont only has 9,000 people but has gotten 15,000 votes, so there's some suspicion about whether or not the voting was hinky. And speaking of The Simpsons, that brings us to an ancient carving in the earth in the middle of England. It's called Cerne Abbas at Dorset, and it dates back to the 17th century. Some say it's a drawing of Hercules. Other historians have other theories. Many believe it's a symbol of fertility, and it's easy to see why.
Now, why are you holding up a picture?
Well, so you guys can see what Cerne Abbas at Dorset looks like. This is a carving in the ground.
It looks like one of those things that you would see inside a cave.
Right.
Like with ancient times.
A crude drawing of a club-wielding man who's naked and aroused.
He's got a huge thing.
Uh-huh. Well, he's
looks like a like kind of a caveman interpretation. I beat you, Peter North.
Peter North.
There it is. He was doing an end run around me there, wasn't he?
So this carved man is 120 feet tall.
Rob
carved.
Is silent. Rob, wait, you want to say anything, Rob?
Mike, that was very well done. Good job.
This drawing carved for eternity in the slope of a hillside there in the middle of England, and now not quite for eternity.
Hey,
there's
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes.
That is not a cool term. The term is Asian American. Okay.
What did I say?
Slope.
The hillside.
Oh.
The hillside.
Never mind.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
So now, not quite for eternity, there's also the drawing of another man right next to Hercules, and his name is Homer. It's Homer Simpson wearing his tidy whiteys, holding a donut over his head.
You got a picture of that,
108
too?
108 feet tall in washable paint. I don't know how well you'll be able to see this, but they've put a drawing of Homer Simpson right next to the naked man in the ground in England.
Wonderful.
I thought you'd enjoy that. I like to bring pictures whenever I have
them. Good for radio.
I like it when you hold up a picture when you're standing a whole studio away.
Uh-huh. The politics of Paris Hilton and more when we return.
All right. Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.